This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji.
17 people killed and more than 150 injured in two bomb explosions in the Turkish city of Istanbul in the midst of a passionate debate over ethnic tensions and the role of religion in politics. Muammar Guler, who's the governor of Istanbul, condemned the attack this morning.
Unfortunately, the fact that the explosion took place in a crowded place increased the number of casualties. At present, the wounded are being treated in various hospitals. An extensive investigation is being conducted at present at the scene of the incident. There is no doubt that this is a terrorist attack.
Joining us now from Istanbul is Sarah Rainsford, BBC correspondent. Sarah, thanks for joining us. What can you say about the attack right now, and is there a claim of responsibility yet?
Well, things are developing quite fast now. This attack, I can tell you, happened at 10 o'clock last night. It happened in a busy residential area of Istanbul. There were people out, adults and children, out on the street. It was a hot summer's day yesterday. They'd come out in the evening to enjoy some cool air to visit the cafes and the shops when these two devices were detonated. The first, a percussion bomb, which was specifically designed to draw people, curious people, to find out what all the noise was about. That happened when hundreds of people had gathered, then a second device went off, and that's when many people were killed, fatally wounded or injured more lightly. So we're talking now about 17 people who've died, including five children, according to the Istanbul governor, and six women. There are at least 50 people still in hospital, and I understand that six of them are in a critical condition.
Turkish authorities suggest this is a PKK attack, or it looks like it. That would mean that it's a part of the debate over Kurdish independence and Kurdish status within Turkey. But there's also a passionate debate about the role of religion in politics that's right in the middle of this election. Where do you think this attack here might affect the debate and affect the election?
There are several theories at the moment about who might have been behind this attack. As you say, the authorities are beginning to make their most open statements yet, that they believe that there's a link to the PKK, the separatist Kurdish group that's been fighting the Turkish military for more than two decades here in Turkey. The governor of Istanbul said he said exactly that there appears to be a link with the group. He says that the authorities are working on that and hope to get a result at the first opportunity. That follows reports from the police here, who told journalists off the record that the explosives used in these explosions were the same as those used in attacks that have previously been blamed on the PKK, both in Ankara and in the southeast of the country. So they saw very clearly a PKK link. But there are other theories. As you say, other groups have operated here in Turkey in the past, exploding devices and carrying out attacks of a similar nature. That includes, of course, Islamist groups. A group linked to Al-Qaeda, for example, 5 years ago, staged a devastating attack here in Istanbul in which more than 60 people were killed when they targeted, amongst other things, the British consulate here. So there are a huge number of theories still doing the rounds here. And as you mentioned, it comes at an extremely tense time in Turkey, a time not of elections, but when the governing party, which won 47% of the vote at the last election, is now on trial and facing closure. The party accused of being pro-Islamic, of trying to change secular Turkey, and facing being closed down. The judges are actually meeting in Ankara as we meet to discuss that.
Certainly a time of passion and much instability there in Istanbul as people clean up from this explosion. Sarah Rainsford, BBC correspondent, thanks for joining us.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.